Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
And I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
Elizabeth, we talked about that woman who had suffered so much abuse, and now she has been healed. It really stands as a parable for all of our lives, though, doesn't it? I mean, all of us have had abuse or brokenness in one way or another.
Yeah, and you know, Jesus came exactly to do that, to help us change our language from victim to survivor.
That is key, too, because you know as well as I do that when you're dealing with people like this, there's a mentality, a victim mentality, and a victim language that they begin to use.
Yes.
And changing the language, changing the mindset is key to see ourselves no longer as victims, but now victors in Christ.
That's right. And you know, I want to tell you a little story that actually Max Lucado talks about in one of his books called, I think it's called...
He Still Moves Stones?
Yes, that's the one. How did you know that?
I just assumed.
Okay, because he must have seen my notes here. Anyways, the story is about this art exhibit that he imagines going to, and he walks in and he sees that all the pictures are in pairs, you know, two of them at a time.
Right.
So he sees the front one, and he sees, for example, a person paralyzed.
Okay.
And you go to the other side, and what do you think he sees?
Man walking.
That's right. And so... He continues imagining this art exhibit, goes to the next one, a person out of his mind,
like demon possessed, or something.
Yeah. And then the other side, he's on his right mind again, you know?
Okay.
And he goes on in characters from the Gospels like that.
Right.
And he gets to the middle of his room in his imaginary art exhibit, and he finds the title for the art exhibit.
For the exhibit, okay.
And the title is Bruised Reeds and Smoldering Wicks.
Obviously, that's a reference to Scripture.
It is a reference to Scripture because that is actually in the book of Isaiah, but we're going to tell you where Matthew uses this. But imagine for a second these two things, bruised reed and smoldering wicks.
A bruised reed, you walking by the waterside, you see a reed that's kind of bent over or wilting or whatever else.
That's right.
That's a bruised reed.
That's right. And you never think of, okay, I'm going to straighten up this reed to see if it gets life again. You know,
no,
you kind of cut it off or whatever.
Just move on by. It's defective. You forget about it. Smoldering wick. So a candle that's been basically put out, there's a smoldering ember with it yet, but the fire is gone.
That's right. It's only kind of smoke coming out, like
that's
the
right.
last thing you're going to see of this candle.
That's right. Okay. But he doesn't put that out.
No, and actually, this is one of the most beautiful descriptions of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew.
That's right.
Which is actually a prophecy from Isaiah. So why don't we start again on Matthew chapter 12. As you remember, we looked at the first section, the first story about Sabbath.
The Sabbath that we found there about the disciples.
Grain fields.
Yeah.
And then on verse 9, we start this story about this man that had a withered hand, and Jesus wants to heal him, and it's also the Sabbath. This is the second story.
So chapter 12, verse 9, going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, they asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Now, this just seems perverse to me.
I know, but this is the type of wedbed religion we talked about yesterday.
Right.
And if you didn't hear yesterday, please download our podcasting yesterday because this is kind of like part two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But basically, this man is there. He has a hand that is withered. He needs to be healed. It's the Sabbath day. They're in the synagogue. And so in order to test Jesus, they say, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? But yet that was one of the activities forbidden by the Jews on the Sabbath, right?
That's right. And this is what he says to them, verse 11. What man, I mean, what kind of question is that?
Yeah, first of all, it's what he's asking.
What man is there among you who has a sheep, and if he falls into a pit on the Sabbath, you will not take a hold of it and lift it out?
Right.
How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? So it's lawful to do good on the Sabbath. So he takes this man that who knows how long has been with his withered hand, and he does this miracle and takes him from being a victim of this disease to surviving it and no longer have it.
That's right. In verse 13, it says, then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other.
As
but the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus.
That's right. And following this, Matthew does this beautiful connection with the prophecy that is very wonderful that is found in Isaiah. But let's read it first in Matthew. He says, you know, he did this type of thing because this is what the servant of the Lord was going to do. This was prophesied that Jesus would be this kind of person. And so he does this prophecy starting with verse 17 where we have the prophetic formula.
Yeah, that's right. And again, we've seen this pattern already quite often in Matthew's. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Again, making that link between the Old Testament and the fulfillment of that Old Testament through Jesus. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love and whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. In his name, the nations will put their hope.
And this is the beautiful part that we were talking about, this bruised reed and smoldering wicks. Now, this is the longest Old Testament quotation that we find in Matthew.
In Matthew.
So, you know, Matthew is always quoting Old Testament, but this is the longest section he quotes altogether.
And this comes from Isaiah 42, which is the first of the servant songs that we find there. We find those servant songs in Isaiah 42, 49, 50, and 53, which is the suffering servant song.
That's right. You know that Isaiah has all the songs which are describing what the servant of God would look like
when he
came. This was the servant of God. And there's many different things about his role in all four songs. Mm-hmm. And you can go home and study the songs. Again, they're Isaiah 42,
49.
Isaiah 49, 50, and 53. They're in there. And you know that Isaiah 53 is a place where we find actually the cross.
That's right.
The suffering servant, he who's going to die for us, and by his stripes,
Jesus, that's right,
we are healed.
By his stripes.
Now, in 42, we actually have this quote that Matthew had
in
the chapter we just read. So maybe we could read it, chapter 42, verse 1 to 4.
Here is my servant in whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on the earth. In his law the islands will put their hope.
See, here is, I love this description of Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Now check this out. It says that he is not going to be one of these loud people calling attention to himself. It says in verse 2, he will not cry out or raise his voice or make his voice heard, you know.
So it's not all about me. He's not there looking for the attention. He's just there to minister to others.
That's right. It's kind of sad because sometimes even in the religious world, we find these celebrities, they think it's all about them.
That's right.
And even Jesus himself, who was the very servant of God, says, it's not going to be about me in the sense of, hey, check me out. Look how cool I am.
Right.
It's going to be, I'm going to do my ministry person by person, Bruce Reed by Bruce Reed, and smoldering wick by smoldering wick. And when I find somebody that is crushed, that is bruised like
the bruised reed, or
like this woman that was sexually abused. I mean, if you have been bruised in life, which many of us have in different areas, emotional, even spiritual, you know, sometimes we've been bruised by the church.
That's right.
You
can be bruised by your family members, bruised by complete strangers. And that bruising can be so complete and so thorough, it seems to take the flame out of your life.
That's right.
You're all but extinguished.
You know, this morning at the Voice of Prophecy, we were all doing worship together, and we went over all the prayer requests
that we received, which are many.
And we always invite you to send your prayer requests.
That's right.
The bruising that people have gone through, the request of people that are trying to get over terrible things.
That's right.
You know, it broke my heart. And here we have Jesus said, look, I came for you.
That's right.
You know, I came for you.
I came for you. I'm the one. I'm not drawing attention to myself for the fact that I'm the star. I'm here to be your servant, the suffering servant. And I'm here to help take care of your bruisedness. I don't know if that's even a word, is it?
Well, we can make one up.
All right,
you have my permission.
That's my word. Bruisedness is now my word. And if you are indeed the smoldering wick, I'm here to reignite the fire of your life.
That's right. See, this is one of the things about Jesus that I am amazed at his tenderness in,
that's right,
in his ministry. You know, we have been so guilty of representing Jesus so differently, you know, like mm-hmm. like a person that can't wait to judge us or God, you know, sending the lightning.
The thunderbolts, yeah, from above. Every time I step out of line, I'm dodging lightning bolts.
That's right.
It's
so far from God and from the point that all the gospel writers and the prophets made about who God is.
That's right. And Jesus himself said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yes.
So that which we see in Jesus, who would not break a bruised reed, extinguish a smoldering wick, that is the Father as well, is it not?
Yeah, and he shows this picture of before and after in this man that had the shrewd hand and you know, he was sick for who knows how long.
That's right.
And he's like, Jesus is like, the Sabbath is here to do good, because this is a happy day in which you actually understand my rest and my healing.
Yeah, what better day to heal
I know.
Than the day of rest from the slavery we have in the world.
That's right.
The Sabbath day.
And here he's set free and nobody is getting happy because they're all wondering why Jesus brought this.
Did you do work that you weren't supposed to do on this day?
That's right. So here, let me tell you, I have found great comfort in this type of ministry of the Messiah. Jesus has personally ministered to me because I am a bruised reed and I am a smoldering wick.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Elizabeth, because I am as well.
Yes, and you know, I think this is why I'm so passionate about the news of the gospel, because if it wasn't for that, I really don't know where I would be.
No, nor do I. And if you are listening to this broadcast and you find yourself in the position of being a bruised reed or a smoldering wick, you understand this, that Jesus loves you. He sees your pain, he sees your despair, and he will not let you suffer alone. He will be there with you. He will not extinguish your fire because he cares for you.
This is the type of Jesus we proclaim to you today.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101Media. Until next time, live free.